Freedom Ohio's Ian James says he's not surprised with the findings in the new Quinnipiac poll that show Ohioans, by a margin of 50 to 43, favor allowing same-sex couples to marry in the Buckeye State.
The majority of Ohio voters say, yeah, we want to end this ban.
That ban James refers to is the constitutional amendment Ohio voters passed back in 2004 that restricts marriage to a man and a woman and prevents same-sex marriages performed in other states from being recognized in Ohio. James says the poll didn't ask specifically about his proposed amendment to repeal the ban, but he says the poll is helpful because it shows men are the least likely to support gay marriage.
Men are usually further behind than the women on these sort of issues. So educating men about why civil marriage equality matters, how it's not going to affect them whatsoever, but it is going to provide for family security, is an important and necessary message to get across to men.
Mike Primo agrees. He's with a national group called Why Marriage Matters, and it focuses on public education about this issue.
The public education campaign that Why Marriage Matters Ohio is doing is engaging with people across Ohio who do not currently support marriage equality and helping them to change their minds. We know from our experience both here and in other states that in order to increase support for marriage equality, you have to have these conversations. They can be difficult, they can take time, but by having people talk about marriage equality and think about marriage equality, they start to change their minds and become supportive of it.
The Quinnipiac poll shows younger Ohioans and women favor allowing gay marriage, and older Ohioans and men tend to be against it. Joel Wingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.